It's hard to track the role race plays in sentencing if judges aren't required to follow mandated guidelines when handing down a sentence. The State Sentencing Commission laid down those guidelines when it was formed in 2003, but the commission was defunded in last year's budget. The Appellate Division Director of the State Public Defender's Office, Marla Stevens, says the fact that the commission doesn't exist anymore is central to this week's appeals court ruling. She says it makes it impossible to track race as a factor in sentencing.
If we are not willing to collect the data to give the judges reliable information about what sentencing practices are, why judges are giving out the sentences that they're giving, if we're not willing to collect the data, then we aren't really willing to track the kinds of information that we need to make any progress on reducing racial disparity.
The ruling this week comes in a brutal sexual assault case in which the defendant claims he was not informed of the length of the sentence he faced. In ruling against the defendant's appeal, the court called on the legislature to repeal the requirement for judges to follow sentencing guidelines because the sentencing commission that established them no longer exists. The ruling notes that since the commission was defunded, judges across the state have been ignoring the guidelines and basing their decisions on statutory language that require attention to the severity of the crime, the perpetrator's prior record, and his or her likelihood to reoffend. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.